Scott Lowry lives with his wife and cats in the small town of Rolling Stone among the river bluffs of southeastern Minnesota. He is an educator, writer, musician, and parent. His chapbook, Empty Handed, won the 2013 Emergence Chapbook Prize from Red Dragonfly Press. He has been a Pushcart Prize nominee, and his poems have appeared in numerous journals, including North American Review, Sow's Ear Poetry Review, Great River Review, and Water Stone Review. Here is Scott Lowry.
Sean, Hennepin County Homeschool, 1987. My first and only year there, that heavy clump of keys holstered on my belt. I tried to show them what anyone should know, how to read a tape and cut cheap pine to a squared off line, thinking, I suppose, that accuracy and luck could buy them different lives. He was tall and caught on fast, able to hand me his attention like a small gift, along with theirs, as long as they could show me how to pop a car lock. You know, you could build things for money, I'd say, and he'd ask, what's that pay? Then smirk at my inflated guess. None of us were leaving anytime soon, so I'd laugh too. We hung drywall, the dust like flour on their brown hands. We drilled holes, pulled nails, my tradesman tricks blooming like parking lot weeds. There in the classroom's bright, optimistic buzz. Maybe he asked, can I try that? Or else just smiled, and next day showed another kid, hold it here, like this. Later, he got his grades and circled back to the near north side, the weeks crossed off and done. I still see him eye to eye, taking his crew down the corridor toward a lukewarm dinner. All right, Lowry. All right, Sean. That summer, he was waiting in a car for somebody. The bullet ran its small, precise course through his head, fixing his age for my Star Tribune. Next day, no update or remembrances, just another day, another card in a crooked deck. I kept teaching, 20 years measured in fractions of hope. Every fall, his is a face I look for, lifting itself grudgingly, generously, up toward mine.